This week on the Spivey Special Podcast, we'll be talking about movie theater food, Elf, and MLB free agency. Welcome to episode 12 of the Spivey Special Podcast. We're getting up there. That's a dozen.
Yeah, not quite a baker's dozen, but...
like, that's my favorite kind of dozen.
Just like a normal dozen.
Anything? What do we have going on this week? Mad Dog's one now?
He is. We had his big birthday today, Home Alone themed. Everyone wore their little ugly sweaters. You know, we had some pizza, some mac and cheese... some cake, some cookies. It was good.
It was a good time. I'm glad that our ban on watching football only lasted like 20 minutes.
Yeah. Eventually, we just got to get the game back on. But, you know, you have to compromise and watch it on mute, but that's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. Well, coming up on Christmas, we got like, what, 10 days left?
Yeah, can't get here soon enough, I'll tell you what.
I should probably start shopping.
Yeah, you probably should. Especially you have to special make the stuff for yourself to fit into it.
Yeah. I got to sell like 30 jackets together.
Yeah. It's kind of like, you know, when they use those old t-shirts to make blankets. That's just a shirt for Zach. So that's nice.
Just the one shirt.
Yeah. Basically, if he like tied rope and it was windy, it'd be like up.
What? That doesn't even make sense.
Doesn't have to.
Oh my god, you're so weird. Alright, you want to go ahead and get started?
Let's do it.
Alright, first up this week will be Food Court Files.
All rise, it's time for the Food Court Files.
Right, this week for Food Court Files, we are going to be talking about movie theater food. I get to go to the movie theaters this coming week. Once every year, twice a year, I go to the movie theaters now. So now's the time to do it.
It is. A lot of the crowds are a little bigger down during the holidays. A lot of people have time off and they go. I was driving by the movie theaters today, though, and I'm like, why don't they have 9 a.m. movies? I would go to a 9 a.m. movie.
That's right about when I'd be available to go.
Yeah, I'd been already up 3 hours, you know. Son's about to go down for his first nap. I'm ready to go to a movie.
It's probably tough to get those like high school, college kids to get in at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, if they don't get up till like 10 or 11.
Yeah, that's probably what it is.
Well, they have pretty late movies. But they turn over those theaters pretty quick, but that's just sidebar talk for us.
Yeah, maybe nobody would go in the morning like they used to do it, and then now they just don't do
it. I'm sure there's a reason for it. There's only so many old people.
There's actually a lot of old people. I see them all the time. All right. So talking about movie theater food, we're going to start off with popcorn. When you think about movie theater food, you got to start with popcorn.
If you go to a movie and you're paying the $75 or whatever it is now to go see a movie, you got to splurge and get popcorn. I don't think there's a better place, honestly, to get popcorn than a movie theater. How do you feel?
Well, yeah. I don't know. Where else would you go to get popcorn?
The fair.
Okay. The movie theater popcorn is better than fair popcorn, though.
We give popcorn at the Kings game.
That's true. I'd rather get it at the movie, though. That's the right setting for it.
Agreed.
Sporting event is for beer and hot dogs.
Nachos.
Oh, I like nachos.
Me too.
All right, so popcorn, are you a butter, extra butter, super extra butter, or like light on butter?
You know, I like to have a lot of butter, but the issue with that is it just gets so messy. I mean, basically every time you dive in, you're going to have to use a napkin, and that kind of gets time consuming.
It can get kind of like soggy at the bottom too. Oh, I still want it to be crunchy, but I do want to cover it in butter.
Yeah, soggy bottom boys.
Is it actually butter?
I don't know what it is, but it is good.
I feel like you shouldn't be able to have melted butter that's squirtable out of that thing all day and have it be sanitary. It's gotta be fake butter.
Yeah, it can't be real butter.
Whatever, I'd just pump it on everything. Put it on my toast.
Now, do you
add... It's way easier than spreading butter.
Oh, definitely. Now, do you add extra salt to your popcorn?
No, it's already salty enough. I just need the butter.
You don't triple stamp a double stamp. No. Never have. Never will.
Now, have you had like the flavored popcorn where you're shaking like Parmesan or jalapeno?
I have not.
Seasoning over the top of it. So Heather has it here at the house and she's really into it. I'm not a big fan of it. As much as I like adding cheese to things, that's not for me.
Yeah, if you're going to get popcorn, you're going to get the popcorn for the taste of the popcorn, I feel like. I don't know.
No, you're getting it for the butter. Yeah. It's not for the taste of popcorn.
That's true.
Yeah.
But there's some popcorn without butter that's still good if it's cooked right.
I guess so. All right, explain the sizes of popcorn to me.
So the sizes are you get a small or like a child's, and that's like $5. Or you can get a medium, that's like $9. Or you can get a large that you can refill like 75 times in one day, and that's like $1 more.
The size of these popcorns is just absurd, even like with a group of people. One, I don't know that I want to share my popcorn with four people and have their grubby hands getting there all the time.
Well, the thing with that is you have to go ahead and you're going to get a drink with your popcorn, and then you're able to, you know, divvy up the amount of popcorn for other people into the open tray side.
Okay.
Of the soda container.
So you get them a tray.
Yeah. No tray. Stay.
Okay.
Tray. Pay.
Tray.
Other
pay.
Way around. Yeah.
Yeah, you ruined it. All right. So I don't understand. Yeah. The large, small, medium, and then super mega popcorn. And they're all like 30 cents difference.
Yeah, I think though.
Do you want 98,000% more popcorn? It's only a nickel.
Yeah, basically, you got to go with the biggest size and you got to refill it on your way out because there's nothing better than eat popcorn on the way home because you just haven't had enough during the movie.
I was just going to ask, have you ever actually refilled the one large popcorns? But apparently, the pro tip is to get it on the way out.
Yeah, amateur hour. Don't be throwing your reusable away. I've seen people, as gross as this sounds, as I've been walking out, I've seen people go into the trash can for the refillable ones and just getting it and going and refilling it for themselves.
That might be the grossest thing I've ever heard in my life.
It was pretty gross. I didn't feel great doing it, but... What can you do?
You have all these weird stories of being banned from places. All right, so we're going to move on to candy, another one of the staples of movie theater food is the candy. Now, it's going to come in that weird rectangle cardboard box that you really only find there in like maybe like the Dollar Tree.
Yeah, it's like 50% air, if that.
Yeah. It's not full, but it's the full size, so the letters of Juju Fruit are like extra big.
Just basically, so it's like a bag of chips. There's like 7 chips in the bag, but the bag's filled with air. It makes it all look big.
Well, the air in the chip bag is to keep the chips from crunching.
That's not true.
That's absolutely true. There's no reason for that in candy. What, are you going to squash your Skittles if there's not extra air in the cardboard box?
There's Skittles in there. Of course. Yeah, when I go to the movie theater, though, my go-tos are probably Milk Duds. I'm a big cookie dough bites. And the only place I like to eat these is at the movie theater, and that's Reese's Pieces.
Hmm. Okay. So let's talk about some of the candies that you pretty much only see at a movie theater. So Raisinets.
Delicious.
This is Heather's favorite. I don't know that I've had a Raisinet before.
Raisinets are good. They're very, very
I think the word raisin is what threw me off. Or ets. They're female raisins. Is that how that works?
Yeah. I don't judge them, you know.
I didn't know raisin was a gendered word.
It is.
Yeah.
Ets.
Can I just get regular raisins?
Mm-hmm. Raisinos.
Raisinos. All right, so you already mentioned it once, but cookie dough bites.
So good.
Those are good. Now, that's one of those one. If you eat a whole box of cookie dough bites, you're going to be sick to your stomach.
Oh, without a doubt. There's no way one human being should eat that. And just because usually when you go to the movie, you're not really getting a big dinner before, maybe after, depending on your popcorn intake. But usually popcorn's the main course and the candy's kind of like your side treat.
Well, yeah, it's going to be like 8,000 calories between your popcorn and your candy and your oversized drink.
Oh yeah,
it's a good day. So I love overeating at the movie theaters.
America.
We've got Sour Patch Kids.
That's a good one.
No, that one you kind of see other places, but it's
that one can be messy as well, though. And then you get so much sour in the bottom of your patch.
Yeah,
it's just too much.
I'm not a sour guy, but I know lots of people that get those. Junior Mints.
Junior Mints are good, but usually only during operations.
Yeah. I only think of the Seinfeld reference when I think of Junior Mints. I don't know that that would be something that I would
I'm not
get.
A big mint
candy guy. I'm not guy. Mincing. I'm not going to mix mint and butter.
Mm-mm. I'm just not a big mint guy in general. Like maybe after you like go to a restaurant, I'll take it. But like mint ice cream, it's just no thanks.
Milk Duds, you already mentioned that one.
Good.
Now, if it comes in my Halloween bucket, I just throw it away. But I guess at the movies, let's get Milk Duds.
Yeah. I think they were made just for the movies because they're dark and you can't see what they look like.
And they take a long time to eat.
That's
and you got to kill clutch, time.
Yeah. You got to just change your mind from having to go to the bathroom so you just chew on a Milk Dud for 10 minutes.
There you go. Snow Caps.
Snow caps are good.
I don't think I've seen snow caps anywhere other than this. Maybe like at a frozen yogurt place.
Maybe. They're a little sweet for me, though. They're not bad, though.
Butterfinger Bites.
And that kind of falls into the cookie dough bite thing. I think cookie dough bites are better than Butterfinger Bites. But honestly, I'm no Bart Simpson, so I'm not a big Butterfinger guy.
They just get stuck to your teeth. And yeah. You can't do anything about well, it for an hour and a half.
That's kind of the same way with Milk Duds, too, though.
I like Butterfinger Bites, though. That's one of the ones that I would get. Goobers?
I don't know if I've had a goob. They're like Gobstoppers.
Sure, I don't know either. I just know that's the one that's there. And it's always there every time we go to movies.
I think it's those fruity circles. We could be wrong. Just YouTube us if we are.
Yeah. Could be anything. Juju Fruits. I like Juju Fruits. That's one that I would get.
I usually stick in the chocolate realm when I'm, because I think the chocolate and the popcorn mix is good, but Juju Fruits are good candy.
Bunch of Crunch.
Now, is that Crunch Bites, basically?
Basically, yeah.
I've had that.
You can't really see those anywhere other than a movie theater. They used to like buy it in the store, but you don't see it as much now. It's just in the movie theaters.
I like Crunch Bars.
I love Bunch of Crunch. Another one, though, the amount of Bunch of Crunch that they give you in that box is, you're going to have to throw up halfway through the movie.
You have to share these boxes of candy if you're going. There's no reason you're going to eat a whole one of those and feel good about it.
Have you had a Red Vines? That's another movie theater one that you see all the time.
Red Vines are so good. That's a shareable one.
Yeah. I kind of want to bring like a giant bucket of Red Vines in.
What's nice is you bite both ends of each Red Vine and use it as a straw.
That's what's pretty gross.
Because then it's like second drink.
So weird. All right, I think that's kind of everything that we wanted to talk about for candy. Now, the other food that I can think of for your classic movie theater ones is nachos.
Yeah. Just
you see it at every movie theater, along with the like terrible hot dogs that have been there for like 4 years.
So good. I mean, if you accidentally ordered a hot dog, you wouldn't be mad about it until like you got home and you're like, wow, I just ate a hot dog that's been on that rotisserie thing for a week.
It came with the movie theater when they built it. I do like nachos, though, but you got to eat them before the movie starts because they're way too loud to be eating around other people.
Well, that's the thing, and they're usually, we've talked about nachos on this show before. Those are the nachos where it's just chips and then cheese that you're dipping into, nacho cheese usually. And that's not my brand of nacho, but at a movie theater, I might give it a go.
If you're hungry, like if you didn't eat lunch or dinner or something and then you saw the movie.
See, I always fill up on popcorn, so I'm never really venture out too much.
Much rather just eat an oversized box of popcorn or bag or whatever it comes in.
Now, let's say you're eating your popcorn and your candy. What's your go-to drink?
I'm a big icy guy.
Hmm.
Blue for me. Heather's a red icy person.
See, I'm usually with my soda choices, I usually go Sprite or 7-Up. But for some reason, popcorn tastes better with a Diet Coke or Diet Pepsi.
I do like Diet Coke.
I don't know what it is. Maybe because we grew up drinking Diet Coke.
Basically. It doesn't taste as good as the other sodas, but at least you don't. If you drink a movie theater-sized regular soda, that would be like 4,000 calories.
I think it just goes better with popcorn than any of the other sodas. It's kind of got like a little afterbirth in it.
It's got an oaky afterbirth.
Very oaky.
Have you had any other drinks? Icy sodas? I have had a coffee before.
That's just weird. You should get kicked out of a movie theater if you're drinking a coffee.
They had Starbucks in the movie theater.
I don't like it.
It was good. I needed it. It was late at night. I can't do the midnight movies anymore. Yeah. Too old.
Yeah, I don't think we've ever done one of those sober, though. So,
that's true. Speaking of which, have you been to the movies where they have beer or liquor?
We actually went to a random one in, I think it was North Lake Tahoe. They had one where you could go and get beer, and I had a, I think it was like a Blue Moon or something while I was watching the movie. It was relaxing.
Yes, it's a game changer. Puts you in a mood. Depends on the movie that you're watching. I guess if it was like a serious movie, like if you went to go see Schindler's List or something,
mm-hmm.
you probably shouldn't be drinking before that movie.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
Maybe you should take the edge off it.
Yeah.
But I feel like you just start making inappropriate comments.
I would do that regardless, so.
That's true. They just slip out a little bit easier if you've been drinking.
Yeah. No filter, Troy. Best guy.
All right, we're going to talk about the pricing on some of this stuff. I know the movie theaters, like, they don't make any money off the ticket sales for, like, the first 2 weeks the movies are in the theater because of the crazy deal they have, so they only make money on concessions. But come on, it's, like, $10 for a large popcorn. That's got to cost, like, 45 cents.
Maybe. They're making it hand over foot on the concessions, but I feel like that's a lot of why people... They just sneak the candy in, sneak the drinks in. You know, guys are carrying huge old purses in, but that's just because they have so much food in them.
It's a satchel.
It's a merce.
Indiana Jones had one.
He did. Yeah. He did.
What's the weirdest thing you snuck in? You were snuck in spaghetti, like Charlie from Always Sunny?
No, Taco Bell, and then we've brought in Spivey Specials before, but that's because we like to party. I think it's that. Remember that Indiana Jones movie came out? We watched all of them at your house with Vito and I think Scotty, and we just got tanked, and then we just brought more with us.
Oh, that was such a letdown of a movie after watching those other three. Swinging through the trees like monkeys.
Yeah.
It's like, what is this? Why is Shia LaBeouf here? I don't understand
this.
Wait, it's aliens? Okay. Whatever. All right. Have you been to Studio Movie Grill?
I personally have not.
Or a similar movie theater where you can get actual food there?
The similar one was the one we went to in North Lake Tahoe, but it was more just alcohol. There wasn't really food.
Okay, so this one has like an actual restaurant.
Yeah.
You put in your order and they will bring you food and you hit a little buzzer and they'll bring you more stuff during the movie. Now, I'm still on the fence on whether I like this idea or not. I like the idea of being able to eat a cheeseburger while I'm watching a movie. But I don't like the idea that the guy next to me is eating a cheeseburger while I'm watching a movie.
Yeah, especially if you go and you're not really eating. I could see how that would get.
I don't know. What is that?
I'm just saying, like, for most people, not you. You wake up with a burger in your mouth.
I can't fall asleep with that one.
Like, it would last the whole night.
That's true. And the other thing is, because they're serving the food, the lights aren't all the way down, which is kind of distracting to me, too.
Well, it's kind of like you're watching it at home a little bit.
Just with, like, 100 other strangers at my house.
Why not?
With waiters that bring me food.
Yeah. I like it.
Just like your house, right?
Definitely.
All right. Any other weird stuff that you've tried in a movie theater for food?
No, I think that's it. But I enjoy, again, the movie theater popcorn is the way to go.
Absolutely. It tastes better than anywhere else. I don't know what's in that butter, but I want it. I want to put it on other things.
Do it.
Put it on a burrito?
Just go in there with something. Say, can I get a side of that butter? And then just go for it.
I made toast. Can I get some of the... can I get a couple squirts on this?
This hot dog is old. I need some butter squirts.
It's all dried out because it's been on this rotisserie thing for 4 days. Yeah. Just give it a couple butter squirts. I think it'll be good.
Can I just put my head underneath the spigot and you just give me a couple squirts?
Oh, man. Okay. I think that's all we got for movie theater food. We'll take a short break and come back with Remember That Thing.
Do you like the sweet taste of Mountain Dew? Do you like your vodka to be both inexpensive and flavored like melons? Then have we got a beverage for you. From the minds of the hosts of the wildly popular podcast that shares its name, we bring you the Spivey Special. One part Mountain Dew, 3 to 4 parts Burnett's Watermelon Vodka, 100% fun. Drink one at your next party or at 3 a.m. playing Halo 3. Please enjoy responsibly.
Hey, remember that thing?
The moon landing.
Jazz.
Trapper Keepers.
Manners.
Alf.
Sunny D.
Yeah, I remember those things.
All right, this week for Remember That Thing, we are talking about a Christmas movie classic, like an instant classic. We're talking about the movie Elf.
Such a good movie. Our family likes to watch it every Christmas Eve when we're together. It's just such a good movie. And I think the best thing about the movie is it's based on a true story.
Yeah, I don't know where they found this real life elf person that looks like Will Ferrell, but
so good.
It's a good one. All right, let's go ahead and talk about the plot. I didn't write it down this time, so we're just going to kind of, we'll do it together. All right, so a baby gets into Santa's toy sack.
Mm-hmm.
He's an orphan, makes his way to the North Pole on accident. And Bob Newhart, who is the head elf, raises said baby. The baby grows up and is Will Ferrell. He then finds out when he's like 35 years old that he's a human. I don't know how he didn't put that together when he's like six feet taller than everyone else.
It's like 6'6".
Bringing him down a whole octave. And then he decides he needs to find out who his father is and find his family. So he goes south through the Gumdrop Forest and through the Lincoln Tunnel. And he finds his father, who is played by James Caan, who is a publisher. Children's book publisher. And he is on the naughty list.
No.
Then he uses his crazy elf skills and culture to help reshape James Caan's life, make him a better person. And then some part during the story, he also falls in love with Zooey Deschanel.
Baby, it's cold outside.
Yeah. So I think that pretty much sums up the movie.
Well, not only that, he gets...
Gets
everyone to believe in Santa.
For like a night.
Yeah, just singing.
Just enough to save Christmas.
Yeah, you got to get that sled up in the air.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about the cast for the movie, because I really think that's what carries this entire movie. Now, Will Ferrell is the star of the movie. He plays Buddy the Elf. He's just perfect for this movie.
You couldn't have picked a better person. The way he just lights up and just... He's just an elf. It's just amazing. That guy who's so big just plays such a great character, doesn't know what's going on. And
he's just fully bought into being an elf. And I don't think you could get very many actors that would be able to commit on that level.
No. It's amazing the way he came into this role.
Yeah, he's hilarious. Now we like most of his movies. Not all of them land for me, but this is one that like everyone kind of enjoys. Even if you're not a Will Ferrell fan, you like Elf.
Yeah, because he's not being he's being stupid funny, but it's just believable, the role he's playing.
He's not playing Will Ferrell. He's playing Buddy the Elf. So it's a little bit different. All right, James Caan.
Great. He'd be the villain.
Yeah, he's kind of both. He's like a bad guy and a good guy.
He's on the fence most of the movie.
He's just so great at seeing how absurd Will Ferrell is being and how absurd the situation is. And he's kind of like the voice of the audience saying how crazy this whole scenario is. He's such a jerk through most of the movie. That's why I like it. I love it when he's talking to that nun. But the kids love the books. I'm not the one that missed the payments. All right. Zooey Deschanel, or is it Zooey?
Zooey.
It's spelled Zooey, though.
The second O is silent.
Okay. That's a weird word. Z-O-O-E. Why?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's a word. What did you think of her in this movie?
I thought she was good for the role that she has. She has a great singing voice in the locker room scene when she's singing Baby It's Cold Outside.
She's got three songs in this movie.
Yeah, the only one that really landed for me, though, was Baby It's Cold Outside. The other two, they were okay.
I didn't think she was great as an actress in this movie.
Well, I don't think you're going to get a great actress to be the love interest of Buddy the Elf. It's kind of hard to be like, hey, yeah, you're going to go be Will Ferrell's love
interest. She went from like super skeptical to like marrying, having a kid with Buddy the Elf, like pretty quick in the story.
Yeah, she seemed very willing to go after Buddy the Elf, this crazy guy from the North Pole, and all of a sudden... All right, let's do it.
It's kind of a weird character. The whole love part of it, the story kind of missed for me. I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm tired. All right, Bob Newhart.
Great.
Plays Papa Elf. He's so funny in this movie.
Yeah, he's one of those kind of dry humor type that I love. That he just, the one-liners that he has.
Yeah.
So good.
Absolutely great. Ed Asner as Santa Claus. Great.
Yeah, very good.
Might be my favorite person that plays Santa in a movie.
He's good.
Live action Santa. Can you think of another one? Do it's better than that?
Tim Allen.
That's pretty good.
In the Santa Claus.
That's pretty good. All right, Mary Steenburgen as James Caan's wife in this movie. Second time that... It would be the first time that she played Will Ferrell's mom.
Also in Step Brothers.
Yeah. And they're only like 10, 11 years apart.
It's crazy. She looks the same in both of those movies.
So. She does. She doesn't look like she aged in between those movies. She's funny.
She's very funny.
Yeah, she did a good job. I like her character where she's kind of like supportive of Buddy the Elf when...
No one else is really except the son.
Yeah. She's at least forcing James Caan to like accept
that. Hey, this is your son. Deal with it.
Yeah.
Might be a little out there and loving every minute of it, but
all right.
The narwhal told him to find his dad, and he did.
All right, my favorite character in the movie, Peter Dinklage, just nails. He's only in the movie for what, like 3 or 4 minutes?
Call me an elf one more time.
And he just owns this movie.
So good.
Yeah.
All right, I'll do it.
71 degrees. I have 4 houses, each of them with a 70-inch plasma screen. Yeah, he nails it. The Fun Squad, the writers of the publishing house, Andy Richter and Kyle Gass, great sidekicks in themselves. One Conan's sidekick on Conan O'Brien show is Andy Richter. And Kyle Gass is kind of like the sidekick to Jack Black and Tenacious D.
Well, it's just so good. They steal his little notebook and it's a tomato. What's more vulnerable than a tomato?
Definitely fun. And then Artie Lang as the Santa in Gimbals. Fantastic.
And who's the... I can't think of his name. The guy who's like the manager there at Gimbals.
Oh, yeah. He's good, too.
I can't think of his name off the top of my head, but...
He was in Blue Crush, too.
Mm-hmm. He's one of my favorite characters.
Yeah. He was definitely good. That was one of the better characters in the movie. Now, the director of this movie is Jon Favreau. This is like the second movie that he ever directed. He directed the movie Maid. I don't know if you've ever heard of that. And then he did Elf.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Second one up.
So I just want to take a moment to appreciate Jon Favreau and everything that he's done. From being like an actor, he wrote Swingers. He's like an actor, like in a couple of movies. He's in The Replacements, which is one of our favorite. We might do an episode on that one. I love that movie. But then he directed Elf. He directed Iron Man and basically saved Marvel and allowed for the whole MCU to even exist. He directed Jungle Book and Lion King, the computer animated remakes. He created The Mandalorian on Disney Plus. He's just been owning everything. And I think it's a lot of the momentum comes from this movie, but I just want to appreciate everything that he did.
Thanks, John.
Thank you, John. He's also the voice of the narwhal in this movie. So we got to give him his props for that, too. That's like a top 3 Jon Favreau achievement.
Yeah, that's very quotable, that narwhal.
All right, let's talk about our favorite scenes in the movie. We'll do a couple each. We'll go back and forth. I think the snowball fight is probably my favorite scene.
Oh, that's so good.
Where he just asks the kid to make as many snowballs as he can, and by the time he's made one, he has like 200 stacked up.
Just firing at him. Just knocking them off of bridges.
Making those kids cry.
Yeah, well, they should have been picking on his brother.
It's true.
He don't mess with Elf's brother. Snowball right to the face. I think one of my favorite scenes is when Peter Dinklage is there and Elf just keeps blowing him up.
I didn't know you had elves working here.
He's an angry elf.
I love that he just beats the crap out of him too.
Yeah, just comes up and just... You know, drop kicks him.
Yeah, and flips him onto the table. Yeah, absolutely great scene. I like the whole Winter Wonderland while they're in the North Pole on the outside. You've got all the clean, like the stop motion characters that are like the ones from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I guess they had some weird copyright loophole because they didn't do it right, so they got to use all of those characters that were in the movie. So you've got the little... The puffin, and you've got the snowman, and then you've got the narwhal.
Bye, buddy. I hope you find your dad.
Jon Favreau nails that voice.
One of my other favorite scenes is when he gets sent down to the mail room.
Ooh, I love syrup.
And then it gets the call. There's a disturbance down in the mailroom. The Francisco. That's fun to say.
Yeah, that was a good one. The first meal they have as a family when he meets up with James Caan and they're having dinner there. And he just drinks the entire 2-liter bottle of Coke.
In like 2 seconds. Yeah. And does the big old burp. That's a good one.
Not in a sound effect actually done by a real person. Is a character actor who did the voice of Pinky on Pinky of the Brain. I read that in the trivia on IMDb for this movie.
Interesting.
And he does belches for other movies as well. I was like, that's kind of a weird thing to be really good at.
What a cool gig.
Yeah, I gotta get that gig.
I'm the belch guy. Oh yeah, give me some carbonation.
The spaghetti with the syrup, both the first time and when he has it for breakfast, it gets me every time.
I think it wouldn't be terrible because I'm kind of a weird, I have ranch dressing sometimes on my spaghetti. So I'd try it.
I just love that he pulls the bottle of syrup out of the shirt. He's like, I don't see maple syrup on the tin. We're having spaghetti?
I like when he decorates the whole gimbals.
Oh, yeah.
And the manager comes, it's got to be corporate.
The gunning for my job. Definitely a good one. I love it when he calls out Santa when it's Artie Lang.
Yeah, let's just.
He doesn't like Santa. He knows for a fact, like looking at him. I mean, it's obviously not the same person. But then he asks him what song he sang on his birthday. Dang. You smell like beef and cheese. You sit on a throne of lies.
I like when they tell him that Santa's coming. He goes, Santa, I know him. I like that one.
Yeah, lots of good, memorable scenes. Like if this movie's on like TBS or whatever, you can just watch it between commercials and it's super enjoyable.
You don't really need the whole movie or the whole plot. There's just each different segment just has its good moments in it.
Yeah, there's no real lag in this story.
No. You can jump in any place and figure it out pretty easy.
Yeah. All right, we'll go through some of the trivia that we found for it. I think we touched on a couple of them so far. I like that Will Ferrell turned down $29 million to make Elf 2.
And we were talking a little bit off the air that it's probably one of the best decisions he's made. A lot of actors would... Adam Sandler probably being one of them with Grown Ups.
Adam Sandler would have made like 85 of these movies. Oh, you want to give me $29 million? Yeah, it's fine. Let's do it again.
But I mean, to make Elf.
Can Kevin James be in it?
David Spade.
Yeah. Rob Schneider will play the Elf.
But yeah, I think one of the best things he did was turning it down because it makes Elf that much more special.
I really like the Santa Claus, but Santa Claus 2 and 3 kind of ruins the first one because it's just not as good.
Well, that's the thing is I never saw anything past the first one.
2's all right. 3's weird.
It's kind of like Home Alone. 2's all right. 3's just weird.
But I kind of like 4.
Of what?
Home Alone.
I've never seen it.
I think there's 4, isn't there? Or is there 3?
I only know of 3.
The one with the new kid.
I think it's 3.
I think that's 3.
And he has like remote control cars.
Yeah.
That's 3.
They've got the frozen pool in the backyard. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's 3. Mm-hmm. I like that. I kind of like that one.
Sidebar.
Yeah, sorry. More off topic. So there's this scene where he finds the gift for that special someone.
Yeah.
And he buys it for his dad.
Mm-hmm.
If you look in the background when they're there, James Caan re-gifts that and gives it to his wife for Christmas.
Good. That's good.
You just see it in the back of her taking it out of the box. The scene where he had to eat the spaghetti syrup with like the Pop-Tart and all that on it.
Mm-hmm.
He had to do that for reals. They did 2 takes because the first time he did it, he threw up.
I could see that. That's a lot of sugar.
It's like M&Ms and all that kind of stuff on it. Mm-hmm. I don't know how I could do that.
So there's sugar and syrup. Yeah, I like, sure. You already said John.
Yeah.
It's the voice of the narwhal.
That's going to change the way I watch the movie now. I'm just going to see John Favreau instead of the narwhal.
I like the way that the movie ends, too, with them. What does he call those horses? Remember that come and try to get Santa?
Oh, yeah.
They're some rangers.
Yeah. The Central Park Rangers or whatever.
That's pretty good.
So, Elf, when we first watch it, it's one of those movies where, like, this is going to be an instant classic. We're going to watch this every year. Like, this is a new Christmas tradition. Can you think of a movie that you've seen that was like that, where it's just like, we're just going to watch this all the time now, aren't we, after you saw it the first time?
Well, with our family, what about Bob?
I still feel like that took a while, though.
It was...
I think Dad kind of pushed that one into us.
What about Bob? Such a good movie, though. If you guys have never seen it, what about Bob? Bill Murray.
That's a good one.
Don't hassle me. I'm local.
Home Alone probably was like that.
Well, yeah.
Home Alone was the number one movie in the country for like 15 straight weeks.
Well, we were also younger too when that first came out.
I feel like some of the other ones, they just have to like be around. Like they're going to be on TV. There's Christmas movies on every single day from Thanksgiving till Christmas. So they're going to be on. But like Wedding, Christmas Vacation.
Wedding I've Crashers.
Oh, okay.
I feel like that's one that you first saw and you're like, man, that's good.
But when's the last time you watched that movie?
The other day when it was on TV.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, that one doesn't do it for me anymore. Yeah. It had its time.
But it's one of those where I jumped in with like a quarter of the movie left, so I just watched it. It's not one I'm going to turn off.
Okay, that's fair.
But I wouldn't say instant classic. Those are a few and far between.
Yeah. It's just amazing. It's just like 1 year you watch it, it's like, yeah, we're going to watch this every Christmas forever now. After the first time, like, I really like Christmas Vacation, but it took me 4 or 5 times before I was like, okay.
This is good.
This is good. We're going to watch this every year now. All right. Anything else for Elf?
I think that's all I got.
All right. We will take a short break and come back with Sports Jug. We've got big news. We've set the date for our first ever live episode of the podcast. It'll be January 1st, 2020. So make sure that you download the Podbean app or you're on the website and ready to join in on the fun. We will be able to have live guests. We can chat with you guys while we're doing the show. Should be a good time.
You guys ain't got no plans? Mark us down. January 1st. Two big guys, two little mics. We'll make it happen. You be the captain. All right.
Sports Jug with the Spivey Brothers.
Cubs are good.
Get the ball to big country.
Generic soccer take.
All right, that's enough. I'm out of breath. We had an exciting Sunday for football, and we are starting to get our playoff picture figured out. Troy, you want to give us the rundown after this week?
Yeah, some teams.
We'll start with the AFC.
Some teams won and some teams lost, and that's good and that's also bad. Right now, the Ravens are holding on to that top spot with a 2-game lead in the 1 seed. The Patriots are sneaking in because they play in a division with no other teams.
They have the Bills, but.
Bills aren't good. Their defense is good. Offense is average. The 3 seed, I think one of the hottest teams over there in the AFC is the Chiefs. I would not want to play the Chiefs.
They're still in line. They could get a bye week. Patriots, they need some help from the Patriots.
Patriots have to lose to the Bills.
Go Bills.
Can't wait. Saturday night game. 3 Saturday night games coming up this week.
I'll be working.
Yeah, me too. But we can hear about them on SportsCenter afterwards. So those are the top 3 seeds over there in the AFC. The 4th team is currently the Texans. Texans will be playing the Titans again in Week 17. But right now they do have the game advantage over there in the division they play in. The 5 seed with a big win this evening against the Steelers. I think it was Daffy Duck that was actually the quarterback for the Steelers this evening. The Bills go ahead and they clinched a playoff spot. The 6 seed somehow still is the Steelers, and the Titans and Colts are a game, and I think a game and a half, because the Colts play tomorrow night away from the Steelers at getting that last spot. So as we sit right now, if the playoffs started tonight, Steelers would be traveling up to Kansas City, playing the Chiefs in the first round of the wild card, and the Bills would be headed up to play the Texans.
Yeah, the Titans, Colts, and I think technically the Browns and the Raiders are still alive, but they need a lot of help. It's some sort of weird math. They're not officially eliminated, but they're basically eliminated.
Yeah, their teams ahead of them aren't going to lose both games, and neither of them are going to win both games, so it really doesn't matter.
I'm really hoping the Ravens clinch that 1 seed and they just bench their entire team so the Steelers can sneak in.
It's believable. I wouldn't play Lamar Week 17, but then you have to think you're going to be sitting for 2 weeks. But you want that quad to be healthy. That guy's a freak. Yeah. Such a good athlete.
And the way he plays, he could get hurt pretty easy. Well, shame in a useless game.
Well, he runs more, I heard this on the radio, he runs more like a wide receiver than a running back. He doesn't really, I mean,
like a wide receiver in space.
Yeah, he more out of bounds or doesn't really get the direct hits like a running back or a Allen on the Bills. That guy, he runs the contact. He don't care.
He don't care. He's going right through you.
All
right,
Zach, that's the AFC. Break down the old NFC for us.
The NFC is just a giant cluster of very good teams. Top to bottom, the NFC is very good this year. So right now, we'll say the Saints win. There's going to be 4 teams that are 11-3 if they hold on. So we've got the Seahawks in the 1 seed. Same record as the Niners, but they own the tiebreaker because they beat them. The Packers would be your 2 seed until tomorrow night. The Saints will play the Colts. If they win, I think they leapfrog them to the 2 seed.
I think it goes to division record because they didn't play each other. So.
Oh, yeah, and the Packers are undefeated in the division. So.
4-0, yeah.
So they'll hold on to the 2 seed. That would make the Saints the 3 seed. And then the Cowboys somehow get to be the 4 seed with their 7-7 record, which is a joke. The Niners are currently the 5 seed at 11-3. Easily can move back up. They got to make it to play the Seahawks again, so they'll get a chance at it. And the Vikings are currently holding on to that last spot at 10-4. We've got 2 teams that are still alive. The AFC's got a lot more, like, slim chances. There's only 2 teams left in the NFC that have a shot. The Rams are technically 2 back from the Vikings. They need a lot of help, but they could get in if they win their next 2. The Eagles playing Dallas next week, basically for the division.
Yeah, because then they play, I think they play the Redskins and the Giants, each of them in Week 17, so those both should be wins. But then again, it is the NFC East where you don't even line up with 11 on each side of the ball.
Yeah, the Eagles can beat the good teams and can't beat the bad teams. Same with the Cowboys.
They're basically the Sacramento Kings of the NFL.
It's
math.
You lose to the Dolphins, but then you beat like 2 other playoff teams. It doesn't make any sense. The Eagles are an enigma.
It's like losing to the Falcons at home when you're supposed to be like the best team. That would suck.
Yikes. All right. We had a pretty busy week for MLB free agency, which has got to be the worst free agency.
It's pretty brutal. A lot goes on. But it's just, I think the issue with it is it's so long. It starts now. And then it doesn't stop for another, like, 3 months.
I want action. I want, like, push notifications to my phone with all these signings, like, all lined up where they've been colluding for the last 3 months.
It's nothing like the NBA, that's for sure.
Even the NFL is, like,
recently.
In the first 2 hours of the NFL free agency, like, everyone's already locked up.
Well, there were some big signings. I think Rendon going to the Angels is huge. That gives them two hitters in their entire lineup. So, I mean, at least they're going to score some.
They've got Ohtani.
Yeah, if he stays healthy.
And they've got the corpse of Albert Pujols. How many more years are they paying him? Like eight?
I think two more years left on his contract.
And he's making like $1 billion to barely be able to walk to first base.
He hits it off the wall, and sometimes I throw him out at first. It's pretty bad.
Cole signed with the Yankees. The Yankees just gave him all of the money.
I read somewhere they're like paying him $9,700 a pitch.
That seems fair. That seems fair. That is, they're pretty good pitches.
So
he's good.
Crazy. But my thing is, I would never shell out that much money. Well, I never have that much money, but for a guy who plays every fifth day, it's wild to me. But it, when you come down to the playoffs, especially in, if you get into a wild card game or you throw that guy twice in a seven game series, that's good. But
I think if he plays well and they win a World Series, the Yankees make way more money off of him than that. That's why you make that deal.
Well, as the Yankees, too, when you go through your first decade ever of not winning a championship, you got to do something. That's crazy.
What worked for the Yankees all those years? Giving people as much money as they can and just buying their way to do it.
Why not?
It's how they got the Babe. It's how they got A-Rod. It's how they got most of them.
Yeah. Not Jeter, but most of them. And then, this we found out today. Bumgarner going to the Diamondbacks.
Oh, poor Diamondbacks.
That's interesting.
That's where you go to die.
Yeah, you definitely.
You go down to the desert.
Retire.
Yeah.
But actually, you're still playing. I think the Diamondbacks adding him to the rotation, though, the rotation is going to be decent. Their offense isn't the worst in the world. Now, you know, the Giants are going to be garbage. Most likely they're going to be rebuilding for a couple years, so I think they move up into the second best team.
The Rockies.
I think they're better than the Rockies. The Rockies.
You think the Diamondbacks are better than the Rockies?
Only because Rockies have no pitching.
That's because they play in Colorado.
It
doesn't matter who the pitchers are. They're going to have like a 5 ERA. It
doesn't matter. Even on the road, they're pitching something.
Oh, he fouled it off. Oh, nope. That was a home run. That's how it works in Colorado.
I think Arizona's the second best team in that division. And I think they could even win that division.
Really?
Yeah. If the Dodgers act like they're in the playoffs the whole season.
That's not what they do. All they do is win the division and then blow it when they get there. That's what they do.
We're talking. And then Strasburg signed back with the Nationals. That's not too crazy.
I had a feeling that was going to happen.
I did see a funny video, though, on Twitter. Trey Turner walks up the stairs of his house, goes into his dresser, opens the drawer, and has a picture of the shirt has a picture of Rendon. He takes it out of the drawer and just throws it on the ground and walks away. It was pretty funny.
That's awesome.
But then again, they don't have a World Series ring without Rendon, so.
It's true.
It's one of the things, it's kind of like Kawhi. He got us a ring. All right, we're cool.
He's my favorite guy now.
That was, I don't know if you saw Kawhi going back to Toronto during the pregame. They made it completely dark. And they retraced his steps on the game winner in that game 7 against the,
Sixers,
where it bounced a million times. So they made it completely dark, and they retraced his steps, like with little lights on his
awesome.
Game winner. It was pretty cool.
They're like really happy that he was there.
They don't care. They got
it was a rental. That's what they got. They knew what they were getting into.
Wasn't an ugly leave.
They had a chance for him to stay, but.
Didn't work
he
out.
He didn't. Whatever. They're still good. They
sound
play
like,
in the East. So
it's not like the way he left the Spurs, which was weird.
With his questionable knee injury. And
Kawhi's just an odd man.
He's a weird dude.
Some of the best are, though.
Yeah.
So how about those Kings? Found a way, barely, by 21 tonight against the Warriors.
The Warriors are so bad.
Well, I mean, their loss to the Knicks was embarrassing. But the Knicks were one of the hottest teams coming in tonight with two games in a row.
The Knicks are terrible. I don't know how the Kings do that. It's classic Kings, though.
They were a big all game.
Yeah, I didn't even watch the end of the game. I was like, oh, they got this one. There's no way. Then I saw the alert on my phone that they lost by two, and I was like, what?
But right now, the Kings at 12-14 would be the seventh seed, and they would lose in five at best to the Clippers.
Oh, they would not beat them in one game. They'd get swept quick.
They might find a little energy at home. And
Kawhi, the first playoff Kawhi game might, in Sacramento in like 15 years.
Kawhi might need some, you know, sit time.
Yeah. Load management in the first round of the playoffs.
Why
playoff.
Wouldn't you? You know, you're up 3-0. Sit them game four. We want to clinch it home. All right. And I think the last thing we got on the old sports yog is President's Cup. Tiger, baby.
3-0. I'm mad that he sat one.
Me too.
But he got a load managed Tiger.
Without a doubt. I mean, with that back and that knee and that every body part on him.
Yeah, he's a broken down old man, but
dude, the old player coach.
He's so good.
Player coach. What was he, 4-3 in singles?
Those international guys don't know what it's like to play against Tiger.
Was he 4-3 in the singles or 3-2? Like he won, was up 3 with 2 to left.
Oh, I didn't see what the final was. I just know that he went undefeated.
I think it was 4-3, whoever he played. Poor guy. He, in that one of those where he played with Thomas, they were doing alternate shot, and he just chips in, and he points at the hole and makes Thomas go pick it out of the hole. So funny.
That's so great.
I love Tiger.
I love when America wins.
I was worried, though, because it was 15.
That was a big comeback.
It was 15-14 or something like that, where we just needed half a point in the two matches left on the course. We were down one. And then they both found a way. I think Kuchar and Fowler were the last two, and they found a way to each half it, so we got to 16.
Last-minute replacement, Ricky Fowler.
Yeah, he was down.
Was he wearing his orange pants?
I didn't. I just followed it on Gamecast.
I'm excited. I love it when the USA wins. Now we'll lose in the Ryder Cup.
Is the Ryder Cup? Oh, it's here.
That doesn't matter. We're gonna lose.
I think one of my buddies is going to it.
Where are they playing it?
He told me, but I wasn't listening, to be honest with you. Sorry.
I want to go to that place too, wherever that is.
He said he got tickets for all days for $800.
That's like a bucket list sporting event for me.
That'd be pretty fun, where you can boo and heckle.
When we went to Bethpage Black for the US Open, we got to boo and heckle.
That's cool.
Yeah. I got to boo Colin Montgomery.
Did you see Patrick Reed taunting the Australian fans?
He's the worst person.
He did a Macho
I
Man.
I wish Tiger would have cut him off.
He did a Macho Man Randy Savage. Where he like, no, Hulk Hogan. Yeah. Sorry, Hulk Hogan.
I was going to say, what did he like, jump off a tree and elbow drop somebody?
No, he snapped into a Slim Jim.
Okay.
And then he did this like he was digging a grave as he was walking off the green.
No, he was improving his lie from the bunker. That's what he was saying.
Yeah, that's
freaking cheater.
Luckily, he won by 3 strokes because he got a 2-stroke penalty when he got to the 10.
A 2-hole penalty.
Patrick Reed's the worst. He should be punched in
throat. I don't like him. He better not make the Ryder Cup team.
Tiger has to.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, question real quick. Does Tiger win a major this year?
I think he does.
Which one?
Where are they playing, the British?
I'm not sure.
That's the one that I think he's going to win this year.
I just think
it's going to be one of those. Because there's a couple courses in the British where he just owns everybody.
I think that one guy's going to win the U.S. Open again. I can't think of his name.
Brooks Koepka.
I guess I'll play golf today.
Ugh. What is this, the 12th hole? Is this over yet? Jeez, so easy.
The PGA is upset at Brooks Koepka for showing up 15 minutes before his round.
I don't need to practice. I'm so good.
I just hit the gym. I don't need to stretch. I'm Brooks Koepka.
All right. Is that all we got?
Yeah. Sunday night. I think it's time for us to go to bed, get back at it.
Today's my last day off until Christmas Eve.
Yikes. I got one day off before Christmas Eve. Do you work Christmas Eve, though?
No.
That's nice.
I got Christmas Eve and Christmas off and New Year's Eve and New Year's Day off.
Nice. Is there something like going on New Year's Day?
There is a big news for New Year's Day. So schedule for the show next weekend. We won't have a show Saturday, Sunday, because I'll be working both of those days. But New Year's Day.
Time
TBD will be the first ever live episode of the Spivey Special podcast. So
if there's college football going on, you know what? Mute it. Listen. I'm not sure when they're playing. Probably isn't on a Wednesday.
I know nothing. I just know that we're going to be doing it probably in the evening time sometime, but we'll get the check out our social. We'll probably post it like 40 times before it actually goes live. So
yeah, we don't got a lot going on until the first for the podcast. So except prep work, a lot of soft pretzels we're going to be eating.
Soft pretzels, hard pretzels.
Yeah. Pretzels.
I'm not prejudiced with pretzels.
Mm-mm.
We uploaded our YouTube episodes or our podcast episodes onto our YouTube channel, which is at Spivey Special, if you'd like to check them out in that video, in that way.
Like if you have a TV and you want to flop us on the TV on your YouTube app while you're cleaning the windows with Windex, that's usually when I do it.
Or you're putting together like a model airplane or something.
Yeah, you're cooking in the kitchen. You're like, hey, I need two big guys that could barely fit in this kitchen to be talking to me. We can do it.
We can make that work.
We ain't afraid of no ghost.
I think that's it. If you could do us a favor and rate the show on Apple Podcast, or if you haven't checked it out already, Podchaser. It's like the IMDb of podcasts. So if you're a podcast nerd like us, which I am a podcast nerd, definitely check that one out.
It's pretty cool. It has a feed kind of like Facebook and Twitter in a way. So the shows that you like and the ones that you rate, you can find out information scrolling through. Kind of like on a Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter, which is nice.
Yep, cool one there. I think that's it. Anything else?
Last thing. Zach, you're fat.
Troy, you're fat. Later.